The year was 1992, prior to me joining the United States Marine Corps, and this actually put into motion my thought process to help me understand this important concept. If nothing changes, nothing changes. So let's go back to 1992, early 1992. I'm working at a factory called Ultrafab in upstate New York, and I'm rising through the ranks. I'm gaining the manager's notice. I'm continually growing and doing the best that I can, and my quality is good, my performance is good. I'm working double shifts many times, and I have aspirations to go to from being a machine operator to being someone who fixes the machines, which is kind of a raise. And I was on the path to doing that, and one of the people who was in that current position pulled me aside during our lunch. I say lunch because it was a 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. shift. So lunch was somewhere in the middle of that. And he said, "Hey, I overheard what you're saying, and I see where you're looking to go, but you don't belong here." And at first, it didn't resonate with me. I was like, "What do you mean? I'm doing really good." He's like, "No, this is what I mean. You remind me of me 20 years ago." And there I was, working hard and eager to get that raise and eager to rise through the ranks. And then what happened is I met this girl. She got pregnant. We got married. We got a place. And next thing you know, I've got these bills for the car, for the apartment, for the family. And although I began here with no intention of this being my career for life, here I am 20 years later. He said, "Let me ask you this question, Tom. Do you want to be here 20 years later?" And boom, that I got chills just saying that. I just thinking about that, because at the time, I was just a teenager. And of course, I wasn't thinking 20 years out. It had never crossed my mind. But what he did was set into motion my thought process to recognize if nothing changes, nothing's going to change. So shortly after that conversation, I went and got a part-time job at the mall, Eastview Mall, there in Victor, New York. And I was working for a clothing company called Merry-Go-Round, a hip-hop clothing store. And while I was working there on the weekends and working Monday through Friday from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and sometimes working from 11 p.m. until 7 in the morning on a double shift, as I was doing that, one weekend, a Marine Corps recruiter came by and he asked a question. He said, "Are you happy?" And for those who've known me, I've always been an optimist and always, you know, looked at the glass half full versus being half empty. Yet when he asked that question, versus just giving a knee-jerk response like, "Yeah, all's well," I said, "You know what? Not really." He's like, "Well, let's talk." He's like, "Do you like to travel?" I said, "I love to travel." He said, "Did you play a sport in high school?" I said, "Man, I wrestled." He's like, "How would you like to wrestle for the Marine Corps and travel the world wrestling?" I said, "Man, that sounds amazing." He's like, "Come to my office, let's talk." Took the ASVAB, got a 99 on the ASVAB, as high as you can get on that. And then they said, "Look, with your ASVAB scores, you can pretty much pick whatever MOS you want to be." I said, "I want to be air traffic controller." And he came back and he's like, "Well, air traffic controller wasn't available, but we got something similar. It's called Hawk Missile Systems Operator." And in a weird twist of Marine Corps logic, it is kind of air traffic control because it's a surface-to-air missile to shoot down airplane and aircraft. So in a weird ironic twist, it is air traffic control, but not the air traffic control that I was seeking. Long story short, I ended up joining the Marine Corps, and that's a whole different story. But it all began when that person told me, "You don't belong here." And versus me taking it personally, he explained it to me and said he had not envisioned being there for 20 years. So let me redirect that question to you. If things stay the same as they are for you, would you be okay with being the same path 20 years from now? Think about that, personally and professionally, where you're going, the trajectory that you're on, to continue that for another couple decades. Would you be happy waking up in that scenario? Or would you be like that person who passed this wisdom on to me at a young, impressionable age of 18 years old? Maybe, and then shortly thereafter, 19, that changed the trajectory of my life because I never had thought in that regard. So take an assessment of your life right now. If it goes on that same path, would you be happy and okay if that was the same path you stayed on for 20 years? If not, it's time to start reconsidering what your daily habits routines are, what your weekly habits and routines are, and start putting a plan in place to get you from where you are to where you want to go. That isn't, as you just possibly mentioned, not the same path that you're on. So if nothing changes, nothing changes. Well, it's time for a change. So my name is Tom Beal. I am a master at helping people get clear on where they are and where they're looking to go. So if you are looking for some clarity on either of those two points in your life, simply enter your name and email on this page and you'll be brought into my world. And first and foremost, you're going to receive an email with some important information that's going to tie you in with some trainings that can help open your eyes to the possibilities of how simple it is, starting with a decision to say, you know what? I don't want to continue on this path. I'm ready to make some changes, and I'm ready for the best within me to become a reality. So I know there is greatness within you. I know that you have much more to contribute to yourself, to your friends, to your family, to this world. So enter your name and email, and I look forward to getting to know you better very shortly. Until next time, make today great.